You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
Yes, you are tuned into The Wire. We are now joined by, I guess we would say, ex-leader of the Opportunities Party, Gareth Morgan. Kia ora, Gareth. How are you going today?
Oh, hi. How are you going? Good, thanks.
So, this morning came the announcement you will be stepping down as leader of the Opportunities Party, as will Jeff Simmons, your deputy co-leader. Tell me a little bit about what's prompted this decision.
Well, I mean, the first thing we have to do after the election, and remember, we're only formed 10 months before that thing, so... You know, it was all hobbled together and going pretty damn fast to get to where we got, was to decide whether we're going to, you know, take it forward and try and get best practice evidence-based policies into New Zealand politics as a permanent feature. So once that decision was made in the affirmative that we will move to contest the 2020 election, it then came down, has come down to, okay, well, how do we go about this? And, you know, I said from day one when we formed TOP that I didn't really want to go into Parliament at all, actually.
Why would you not want to go into Parliament?
Because there's two things. I'm nearly 65. I don't need a job, right? And B, I don't like that type of work at all.
So why would you run as the leader?
Yeah, my passion is about the policies. You know, I want better quality policies for New Zealand. So... given we were starting the party 10 months before the election, we basically had to get going. We didn't have time to go and do a search for a leader. So I said, well, I'll do that just to get us to this election. And then once we're through this election, you know, and we have 3 years to the next election, let's go about a far more, what's the word, deliberate strategy on all aspects of the Opportunities Party. And this is part of that.
So had you been elected, you would have stood down?
Yes, I would have negotiated the deal, got the, you know, we're only 2.5% away ourselves, actually, from determining who the government was. So that's actually quite close for 10 months' effort. Don't forget that. But what I would have done is negotiated the deal, and then because that's why I would only stand on the list. And then I could step down and, you know, the next person steps up and off we go. And that was always the implicit undertaking.
Okay, so what about Jeff? Is the timing of his resignation a coincidence?
No, it's all part of the same process. We now will have an open competition for the leadership roles in terms of the political part of the party. I remain the chairman of the party and, you know, on the executive, national executive, totally. But in terms of our political arm, and remember, you know, that with TOP, policy is decided by the party, it's researched and decided by the party. The role of the politicians and the party is, I say simply, but I don't mean that disparagingly, is simply to implement it. That is their role. So, you know, that's what that team is for. So we're going to hold a competition over the next up to 12 months for the best people to lead the parliamentary team of TOP.
Okay, it just seems a little bit bizarre to think that the entire leadership team of this party was not in it to want to run it. Why would you not have waited until the next election to have leadership that actually wanted to lead it?
Well, that's not quite right. We're just talking about me here. Jeff is still very much in TOP as a member of TOP, and he's definitely going to be, you know, look at being one of the ones contesting leadership. So there's a big difference between Jeff's plans and my plans.
Okay,
but
so
you can't have a competition when you've got, you know, somebody there who looks as though they have the inside running. You know, we decided as a party we wanted an open competition to get the best possible leadership to take us into the next election. And so that's why Jeff has, you know, stepped back.
Right, so your resignation is in no way have any relevance to the revelation that you asked Dr. Jenny Condy, the party tax spokesperson, to resign because she's a pain in the ass?
No, not at all. I mean, what has happened, you know, you've got to think of all the members of TOP, really, have been members for less than 12 months.
But a lot of, I mean, she said that she came to expect that sort of behaviour from you, and there are other members of the party. I mean, do you reject the statement that you are quite crass like that?
Well, I think that... you know, people join political parties for different reasons, and quite clearly Jenny had a different view of what TOP should be doing, actually very early in the piece. That's the case with her. And so when I said to her in that email that she decided to publish that, you know, perhaps at this stage it's better that she resigns because she's just a pain in the ass, I was actually referring to a long legacy of that woman white-handing in the party. And that's natural for political parties, that you do get people who are in there for the wrong reasons, and she was definitely one of those.
So how will this competition work?
Well, we had a session last week with many of the candidates who are all keen to be, you know, part of this going forward overwhelmingly. And so what we'll basically, it comes down to, we'll show us what you're made of in the next, you know, 12 months in terms of your contribution to taking TOP forward. So that's how, so they'll reveal themselves during that process.
So you're removing yourself from the future of TOP?
No, I'm the chairperson of the party that determines policy, and I'm on the national executive. So I'm not removing myself at all. What I'm doing is I'm saying I'm not interested in being part of the parliamentary team.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much, Gareth.
Okay, mate.
You have a good day.
I'll talk to you. Okay, ciao.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.